Thank you very much indeed, Terry. And now, as they say, for something completely different.
Hi to Derek and Niall. We're Miss O'Dea's second class. St. Mary's Boys National School in Booterstown.
Pupils from St. Mary's Boys National School in Booterstown. We're joined now by Niall Hatch. Niall, this is one for you. They mentioned you there. And it has to do with the hooded crow, which was trying to break in through the glass in the patio doors in John Reedy's property in County Kerry. We've been discussing this for the last couple of weeks on the programme. Nobody really knows what's going on. John doesn't know what's going on. The panel doesn't know what's going on. And it seems our listeners who are intrigued by this and very engaged on social media with us about it aren't too sure either. But step forward, the children of St. Mary's Boys National School. They have some thoughts on the matter too. So let's talk now to their teacher, Miss O'D. Hello, Miriam. How are you today? Let's begin by explaining to our listeners why you got in contact with the programme.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Niall. Yeah, great to talk to you. I'm Miss O'D and I'm here in my class in second class and I teach 19 very inquisitive and clever little boys. So we're here in St. Mary's Boys National School in Booterstown.
Yeah!
Well, just to put things in some context, if I may, it's great to be back in real life school as opposed to online school, which served a purpose, definitely, but more academically than socially, I suppose. The boys engaged 100% with their Zoom lessons and the Seesaw platform that we had over the three lockdowns. But, you know, their daily routine of school life was disrupted for a long time. So now we're all back with a bang and the classroom is once again a busy, happy hive of activity, I suppose, and of social interaction. So I'm very proud of these boys. They've endured a lot, but they've proved themselves as resilient and they've risen to the challenges of the past year and beyond because COVID, Derek, it's taken so much from them, really. Their play dates, attending each other's birthday parties, sports, training and visiting their grandparents and more than that, really. But slowly things, I have to say, it's more positive now. Things are definitely coming back. They've their football training and tennis lessons. They'll resume next week. And our boxercise classes and our athletics are up and running, excuse the pun, but it just seems to be that every news story these days is either about COVID or as a result of COVID. So it's a joy and so refreshing to be distracted with such an upbeat story about the crow in the video. So I suppose back to my reason for getting in touch with Mooney Goes Wild. I think it was Monday, April the 5th last, and your programme was on my radio. So when I heard John Reedy's curious account of the hooded crow who had taken to visiting him daily, banging on the patio glass door window, launching a stick in his beak in what seemed to be an attempt to break the glass. So I decided to show my delightful second class boys the video that John had kindly posted into you and it was on your website. So you had a panel actually of experts, including Niall Hatch, of course, and they were all analysing, you know, what was this crow doing, this peculiar behaviour. They just couldn't work it out and they were all perplexed and they were unable to come up with a conclusive explanation. So I was really curious to hear what my 8-year-olds would make of it all, because these clever fellas now in my class, bearing in mind we've been learning about the I suppose, asphyxiating anacondas of the Amazon. Like, we like a little bit of gore now, not too much. And we learned about the peaceful pandas of China and then the sublime silverbacks of the Congo, just to keep the alliteration going there. So the crow is actually on our syllabus in second class. And I thought after them learning about all these exotic animals, I just thought it was going to be a hard sell to teach them about the hooded crow. And then bingo, it was just perfect timing. Thank you so much, John Reedy. Your video of that determined bird, because the boys, oh gosh, they were absolutely intrigued watching the video. And you know, it was a moment in the classroom that it just couldn't be replicated on a Zoom lesson in lockdown, because that determined crow, now christened Tig, I believe, he doesn't know anything about COVID as he's banging on the window. And when we were watching the video, you know, we didn't either. COVID just didn't come into it. So the kids were absolutely agog when they saw the crow. You could hear a pin drop. But It was such a clever crow. Was it clever enough to use the stick, though, as a weapon to carry out a task? Or was he angry, mad? Was this crow sad, bad? What was driving him to behave in such a way? So these are the questions that I asked the boys in my class. And I just knew each of them would have at least one opinion. So John's video was a really effective and visual portal into their learning about the clever hooded crow. And, you know, there was a spin-off in our grammar because we were doing collective nouns. And, of course, they love the idea of a murder of crows. Also, in English, we do genres of writing and of reading, and we are doing fables. So, of course, Aesop has a fable about the crow where he ingeniously works out how to get the water at the bottom of the jug. So this crow just kept on giving. The boys could see that Tig was very determined, maybe angry, and some thought that he was after the food in the open freezer inside the shed. And then other boys felt that maybe he could see his reflection and thought it was an enemy or a friend that he had to free. So I also mentioned the crow's poo deposits outside, of course, much to the boys' delight. They love that. And funnily enough, one of the boys said, "This crow is stressed." And actually, you've probably heard enough from me. So I'm going to hand you over, if it's okay, to Elliot and Daniel and Robbie, and they'll give you their thoughts on Tig the crow's peculiar behaviour.
Hi, I'm Elliot. I think the crow is stressed and is trying to control his feelings and is venting. I think he'll feel better after he lets his emotions out.
Good boy, Elliot. Robbie.
Hi, I'm Robbie. I think the crow thought his reflection was another crow that was a part of his murder of crows, and he's trying to break the window to free his friend.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I think the crow is banging on the window because he thinks the black boots are his girlfriend.
Out of the mouth of babes. The boys just said what they saw because I think sometimes us adults bring too much maybe confusion to the party, like, or just too much knowledge can cloud things. Obviously not our bird experts, of course, but I have to say I actually found the boys' ideas very insightful and entertaining, and I'm glad you did too.
Absolutely fantastic. And I believe they're all curious about Niall Hatch and his name, given his occupation.
Absolutely, Derek. I have a very astute little boy in my class, Owen, and he made an observation about you, Niall Hatch.
I think the name Niall Hatch really suits your job because birds lay eggs, they hatch, and you're the main guy in Birdwatch Ireland, Niall Hatch.
Niall, you're the main guy in Birdwatch Ireland.
I've been promoted, I do get that quite a lot. It's lucky having the surname that I do.
Yeah.
So I thank my dad for that, because obviously I work in birds and it sticks in people's minds. Sometimes people ask me if I changed my name to suit my job, but no, the surname came first and the job came after that. And I've loved birds all of my life. Maybe my surname had something to do with that. Maybe from when I was a toddler, I started to think about eggs and about birds. Certainly, I've loved birds ever since I was about two. So. Maybe there's something in that.
And Niall, what do you think of the class getting involved in this discussion and the fact that they realised you and Jim Wilson were perplexed?
Well, they were right, because we were absolutely perplexed, and I think we still are, but there's some really excellent suggestions in there. I think there's some really good ideas. And that's the thing, because we can't get inside this crow's head, we don't know what Tig the crow is thinking or what he's feeling. I think that any of their explanations are just as valid as any kind of guesses that we would have, because we don't know. We don't know what we're talking about. And that's important to bear in mind. We still have to learn so much about these crows. I think that what Elliot said there, that the crow was frustrated, I think that he's absolutely right. The crow is definitely showing some signs of frustration there. Exactly why it's doing that, we're not sure, but certainly it seems stressed and it does seem to be venting. That's a very good way to put it. It's taking out its frustrations on the window in some way, whether it likes this noise it's making, whether it is trying to break in and for some reason, we're not sure. I also really like the suggestion that perhaps it's trying to free its friend, because we like to think of birds and other wildlife as fighting with each other and always being antagonistic and aggressive towards each other. But crows, of course, are very social birds, and they do have friends and they do have allies and they look after their relatives. So perhaps that's it. Perhaps it was trying to help what I thought was another crow in distress. Who knows? I think that's a really insightful view.
The most important thing is, though, the school and the boys in the class are showing some interest in natural history, even at this very early stage.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think it's fantastic. I think that it's really wonderful to see a group of school children aged 8 focusing on wildlife, thinking about what's going on, what might be motivating its behaviour. And it's really nice as well to be studying native wildlife like this, because obviously it's wonderful to talk about the pandas and the silverback gorillas and all of the other great exotic species out there. And that's absolutely great. But I think it's also really important that we learn about our native species, the ones that are around our homes, the ones whose lives we directly impact. I think sometimes we can think that wildlife is something that only happens in Africa or the Amazon rainforest or in Antarctica, but it happens in Ireland as well. It's all around us, in our schools, in our gardens. And I think that it's really good to celebrate that and to see that it's every bit as fascinating as the antics of a silverback gorilla.
And can I just say as well, Derek, like, this has been such a lovely experience for them and for me. I mean, as I said, tide just keeps on giving. And finally, I can write the topic of the crow as done, completed in my Cuntus Misul. Any teachers listening will know what that is. So, all together, boys.
Stone and wash your hands. Yay!
Fantastic. Bye.
Bye.
There they go.
Bye.
Brilliant stuff, Niall. I have to say, I'm very impressed.
I'm really impressed as well. I wish we did things like that when I was in school. I would have loved it. I used to talk about birds to my teachers and they'd just tell me to stop and to get on with my maths or my spellings or whatever I was doing. But I think it's really important to focus on nature, and it's to think creatively, think outside the box like that. There's a lot of life skills there that go beyond just birds. I think it's really great.
Better than great, Niall. I would say fantastic.